Listening Dog Media.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
He's one of England's most capped international players.
Seaman is the man here.
He's one of the world's most decorated goalkeepers.
And it's somehow kept out by Seaman. That is a fantastic save.
This is Seaman Says with David Seaman.
And Seaman, what a magnificent save.
Hear him.
Breathtaking.
Like never before.
Hello and welcome back to Seaman Says with me, David Seaman, and Lindsay Hooper. Our guest today played for Southampton and Derby before becoming Liverpool captain and winning the FA Cup with them, Mark Wright.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com. Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
Siemens, legends of the game.
Well, it's great to have you on, mate. Thanks for coming on. What have you been up to?
Do you know what, mate? With this COVID and everything, not loads, but we're talking about I've gone into, like everyone does, into building and houses and a little bit of development.
Yeah.
Football's 24/7. Although I think, we should all be involved in it because we've got loads to give back. Sometimes it takes over your life and you think the houses are a little bit easier. Hey, I'm actually about this one, and you'll laugh at me, you will, big man. I'm involved in a divorce company. Help all the footballers, right?
There's plenty of money in that, mate.
it's called, hey, I'm going to promote it on here. It's called Fair Result. No money.
Ray Parler could have done me going on that one.
Well, let me tell you now, there's loads. Ray Parler, came to it.
That was a famous one at the time, though, wasn't it?
It was a massive one, wasn't it? It was monetary-wise. Yeah. I mean, I think you were still playing, H, but I think we just missed out on all the on the big money that came around. So I lost a big percentage, but not as much money as what Ray did. No, definitely.
Yeah, I did all right.
I have nothing to add.
That is a smug grin by Big H.
Yeah, as they say, half of a lot is still a lot.
Yeah, very good.
And what are your thoughts on Liverpool, mate? Because I watched them the other night, well, the other day against Leeds, and I was really impressed.
You know, that's probably the best they've played. Against the side, you know, that Leeds, you like to try and catch them the break, you know, and they go a little bit gung-ho and they flood forward, they want to pressure you, they get bodies in the box. And if they don't score early doors, I think they lose their momentum. And, you know, for Liverpool to have 30 shots in one game, I mean, Salah was disappointed that he didn't have a hat-trick. Mane was disappointed he didn't have a hat-trick. You know, it was one of those games where it just clicked. You know, are they firing on all cylinders? No, and we're there again tomorrow night against AC Milan. Do we think... Listen, I definitely think it's going to be the top four. It's not going outside those top four at the moment to win.
Yeah.
If Liverpool... it was disappointing that Liverpool didn't go and sign a... We all thought they were going to sign a goal scorer. If they scored a goal scorer, you know, instead of relying on, you know, and Jota and Mane and Salah, you know, they're not going to score many goals from the midfield with the players that they have here. You know, Ike and Matic will chip in with a few and the ball's in the box. But if you went and got a good striker, you know, I'm not just saying, say Harry Kane, he scores every year. If you went and got someone who can get their head on the end of it, the chances that come, you know, Liverpool's way, if you had someone there, they're scoring 20, 25, maybe 30. And all of a sudden, it makes it easier for Liverpool. But they're going to be there or thereabouts, Dave. Yeah. They are.
It was a quieter transfer window for Liverpool than what we're used to. And I think with Wijnaldum going out as well, what happened was the first couple of games, a lot of people looked to Harvey Elliott because that was the new player that looked like the bright spark and maybe explained why not as much business was done. And then we saw that horrific injury. Mm. What did you think about that, Mark, and in terms of his future and recovery from it?
Well, you know, we all hope that he's gonna do really, really well and that he recovers. Because, I mean, he surprised us all with the maturity and the strength that he showed. Because you'd seen him, you know, back end of last season, you thought, you know, is he going to be there or thereabouts? But he's fitted in, and from the reports that are coming out from the lads within, they said that he's a real, real major talent. And, he just looks so comfortable, his passing. The only thing is probably sometimes his size, and he's not pacey. He hasn't got that pace to get away from someone, but he's very, very clever. The injury was terrible for him, you know, and we wish him a speedy recovery. But I thought it was a bit harsh, you know, on the lad Stroik. That wasn't a sending off.
I was the same. When I saw it, I was like, no, that's not a red. You know, it's bad enough as it is, you know, and it's, if anything, it's only just a yellow. You know, but it weren't a straight red for me at all.
Not a chance. Martin Keown wouldn't have stayed on the field a couple of minutes, would he?
Exactly.
He wouldn't, would he? Dave, the sides you played in, the ruthless nastiness of that side, Jesus Christ, you'd have ended up with just you on the field with maybe one or two others.
Yeah, well, that's what I wanted to ask you about. You know, what do you think on Arsenal at the moment? I know we had a little chat the other day, but, you know, it's like what you said there. You know, back then we had a lot of, like, big physical players, but it just seems to have changed.
You know what, Dave? You know what it is with Arsenal? And it's been coming for a lot of years, isn't it? I mean, they've managed the books behind the scenes of saying that they're in pocket and they're not owing too many people too many thousands or millions of pounds. But the side from what you played in and that we all knew, and they used to say, you know, boring Arsenal, we're boring. It was just that you gave nothing away and you were strong and ratchet and you're after people. In your side, they had captains throughout the side, all over the pitch. This side, when you look at them, if you let them play nice football, they can play nice football, but who's going to let them? And I just don't see that there's any strength or any real leaders. It's all pretty and nicey-nicey and, you know, and what a nice touch here and a nice touch there, but no strength to say we can grind.
For a few seasons now, I think people have gone to Arsenal as their ribbing team, haven't they? They're the ones that people are having a bit of a go at on a regular basis. But every top club has periods, don't they, where they disappear a little bit. I'm thinking back to Liverpool under Hodgson, for instance. I mean, it wasn't until Rodgers came in and now Klopp that Liverpool have been right back up there again. You know what it was like. Yeah. Does everyone just take their turn with that? I mean, it happened with Man United as well, post Sir Alex.
Well, I think it does take its toll. And everyone takes their turn a little bit. I mean, I don't know quite why that happens, but except for really, I suppose you have to look at the manager and say, well, what's he all about? Because if you're playing football all the time and it's just a continuous pretty football, you're not going to win things. Dave knows as well as I do that to win a title, you know, you're talking about, you know, Man City, Man United, Liverpool, even Arsenal and Barca, they have to have that ruthless streak in them. That's that streak whereby they don't give anything away and they know how to win football matches. I'm not so sure that Arsenal know how to really win and close out a football match at this moment in time. It's a shame because Arsenal are a big club and well supported, and you know, and I'm hoping that they do bounce back. But at present, the strength in their side doesn't seem apparent to me. And you know, you look at them, I mean, which time they play, you think, you know, which Arsenal is going to turn up? When you see Man City, when you see Man United now, Chelsea now have come, you know, massive, and they've spent well. Liverpool, you know what's coming. They're going to come out, especially when they're going to score goals. I don't get the same feeling with the when Arsenal step onto a field now.
How impressed have you been with Klopp? You know, because when he first came in, he identified the weaknesses, didn't he? And added to that. And then for me, it's just they're still, even though they haven't bought any players, they're still as strong as ever because they've got players back that have been on long-term injuries.
Well, yeah, do you know what, Dave? What comes out comes from within the club and comes out, because obviously we work there on match days, is that everybody loves him. He's got time of day. Yeah. Everybody and every person, whether it's the, you know, the kit man to the tea lady, oh, come and sit and have a cup of tea with us. Just pulls him in. He's got that real smiley, beamy face. But what he hasn't got, you know, at the moment, he looks a bit dodgy without his glasses on. I'm going, what? It was when he came on the first time with them.
I think he needs to wear the frames, even if he doesn't need them.
He's having the business, doesn't he? He does. but you know what it is with him? He, as well as being this nice man, he is so organised and he's tough as well, Dave. He's one of those that goes after them. If they don't do what he says and what he wants in a team, you are here. What he said, he goes from. And he goes from on the... Well, right. You know, and the biggest example was, you know, was it last season? Shaqiri scored one and made one. He took him off at half-time because he wasn't doing what he asked him to do to see out a game and win a game. And we all went, right. Wow, yeah, okay. See, there it is. That's the ruthless streak. And, you know, if people aren't doing it, they don't play. They have to perform. And, you know, when I see Liverpool are, more often than not, they're very, very consistent. You know what's coming. You know they're going to get chances. You know they're going to score goals. And it's about keeping a clean sheet. Now, with Gomez and Van Dijk being out last season, that was a massive blow. When they won the title, there was no injuries to key players. Sorry about that. That was Jurgen Klopp trying to say to me, did I want to go and have a game, you know, tomorrow night? But, you know, I think he's the real deal, you know. And people can spend as many hundreds of millions as they want, but it doesn't guarantee you what you're going to get as in a side. Look at Arsenal. They're one of the biggest spenders. And, you know, and at the moment they've got nothing that's gelling or clicking together. Whereas Jurgen is this, put it this way, the biggest compliment I could pay him is, as tough as he is, I'd love to be playing for him, because it's this, have a go, let's have a look at your ability. And he, you know, he comes and cuddles you and he knows what you're doing and you get on with the game. Everything in the training, everything is happy and everything is always about furthering the team and stepping forward.
Being close to the club, Mark. Yeah. How many of the academy matches and other matches does he go to? Because I remember when Poch first came to Spurs and I was told by many different sources about the amount of games or even early staff matches he'd turn up and he'd be there. Is that something that Klopp's like?
Yeah, he, do you know what? There's nothing he doesn't know about. He will, if he can't get to a game, well, they usually get the games for in the afternoon and he'll... You know, and they've all gone down now. They've left Melwood, which for forever and a day, that's where Liverpool first team trained. Now they're down at the Kirby site, so they're all down there, so that he can literally watch everything. If he doesn't, because he's busy with doing something, he'll always have it filmed and he'll watch it. He knows exactly what all them young boys are, you know, doing and how they're progressing. He leaves no stone unturned. He knows what's coming through. And you know, there's. Look at Curtis Jones, that came through last season and did ever so well, and now he's just on the fringe again, and it's probably because Curtis has got a little bit of a here I am. He's got a little bit of a swagger, and see, the manager won't like that. He'll say no, you know your place, by the way. Until you get rid of that, you're for the team. It's not about you. It's about the team and it's about the club. So he's been sort of benched a little bit simply because of them reasons, I believe. And that's what we all believe. But they have got a lot of youngsters, good youngsters coming through. And it's nice to see, you're seeing British lads come through and play for a top team like Liverpool.
Yeah, but what you've got to do though, right, is that like what Liverpool are doing, they're bringing them in, but they've got experienced players that are going to look after him on the pitch. And I think that's where we're struggling a little bit with Arsenal is that, we're bringing a lot of young players in, but the experienced guys are not that experienced, if you know what I mean.
Listen, we go back to what we said before, Dave, is that unless you've got strong characters, strong leaders, strong captains, and the number of them throughout your team, them kids are going to feel on their own and they're not going to be able to keep it going. But when you look at the Liverpool side, when Harvey came in, Henderson, he runs him. He might not play the best at all times, but I tell you what, he never stops running, never stops organising. Van Dijk is there pushing all the time, keeping the two Robertson and Trent in check. Then all of a sudden you had last year it was Wijnaldum. Then you got Firmino, who's a great example of a professional, and so Salah. He always plays with a smile on his face, and he always helps the younger players. So we know that Liverpool have got them experienced boys looking after them. And going back to again, which ones are the ones that are going to start dictating and saying, "No, okay, we're doing all right. Regroup, come in here, squeeze the play, or keep to the shape and keep doing it." I think it just goes when they go out there, they say, "We can do what we want. We just float about everywhere." And all of a sudden, they're 2-0 down and then they're struggling. That's what I look at Arsenal, and I think sometimes you need leaders, and I don't think he's bought leaders for Arsenal this month.
Yeah. So we go back a long way, mate. We go all the way back to the World Cup in 1990, where we roomed together, but we won't go any further than that, all right?
That's the first tournament I remember.
Okay, we won't go any further than that, will we?
No.
You want me to keep?
Yeah, I'll tell you guys later on. Not being filmed.
Please do.
That was a great experience for me. I was third choice then, and then broke my thumb in training, had to go home. But stuck in my mind.
With creaky neck, Dave Besant.
Exactly. Yeah, but what were your thoughts on England in the summer?
Do you know what? You look at it and you think, how unlucky were they not to actually win it? To get as far as they did, it was absolutely brilliant. Do I think that they're firing on all cylinders, all time, during that competition? No, but they didn't need to be, because I'm not sure that the standard of the international football in the Euros is as high as it is. The best test was Germany, and we flew through it. And I was so made up, because do we like beating the Germans every day of the week, Dave?
Even in Harry's Heroes, mate.
Let's not talk about that. We beat them twice. They hated it, didn't they?
I know.
Well, Dave, I watched that back, that Harry's Heroes. And I actually thought we were playing at quite a fast pace. Then when I looked at it, I went, embarrassing. You're all right with hearing goals, but we're trying to jog around like little chubbies going around everywhere thinking, what is all this about? But they cheated there. That centre forward, who had only just finished, by the way, and he was a whippet.
Yeah. Still couldn't score, though, could he?
Couldn't get past a big goalie, could he? No, he couldn't. Yeah,
but that was good fun, though, that, weren't it? Because when I first joined it, I just thought it was going to be like getting back to play one more game against the Germans. But the way it panned out, all the different, the gambling stuff with Merce and Razor with his health issues and all that sort of thing, it just brought everything together. But it was such a great time to be together.
Do you know what? 100%. That's what we miss. That's what I miss is being around the boys. And the only thing was there wasn't any drinking on that trip, so it was all right, Dave.
Drinking of water.
There was no water. They did well to contain us. You remember the day when we went? I tell you what, one of the ones was the best when I went down with the big fitness coach, and we went down into, I think it was in Paris, when England were playing rugby against Australia.
Right.
And we weren't working that day. We've gone down there, and all of a sudden, my phone goes, it was Razor, he goes, where are you? And I said, we're down in Paris, we're watching a rugby. He went, well, you're supposed to be working. He went, no, we're not working. He went, give me the address, I'll be down now. Well, within half an hour, every single one of the boys were down there, and it was shocking. Tears going everywhere, and we thought,
oh, I remember that.
Oh,
proper preparation.
In that show, the only thing I didn't know about, and it really sort of, it got to me, wasn't because we knew about Merce and we knew about Razor because of his health. It was Lenny. Yeah. I didn't realise that he had that many problems. And when I watched, I went, and it really took me back. I thought, well, you're life and soul of everywhere, but all of a sudden, he's just masking it because he was quite sad behind that front or that facade that he put out to everybody. And there's so many of the boys that I think when they finish, Dave, I've actually had problems, mentally, to say, what do we do now? We're not playing in front of hundreds of thousands. We're not going out. We're not getting that good money anymore. And all of a sudden it's hard to adjust, isn't it? And I think it's great that the awareness is really, really there now. And I hope that series brought that to the forefront. All I don't want is an outtakes thing, Dave. That'd be...
They could do a series of that.
What sort of light would we all put in there if they did the outtakes?
Oh, mate. Well, that was the hardest thing for me, was like getting in front of the camera and then taking your shirt off, like when we were getting weighed. And I was thinking, oh, God, I'm not like I used to be.
No.
I think this is quite fitting, actually, that in a week where Ronaldo has been on the back pages, hasn't he, for what he has on his plate of food and how he's kept in great shape. And apparently all of the rest of the Man United team, I don't know how long it'll last, but they looked at what he'd got and they were like, no, we won't have the apple crumble. We won't have the dessert today. But I'm wondering what you two used to tuck into, because it's changed so much. What was your favourite? Come on, favourite dessert.
Still tucked into it, the H, didn't he?
Oh, it was everything, weren't it? Mine, like, pre-match meal before Arsene came, so I was, like, ham and cheese omelette with beans. Right, Ian Wright was a fillet steak with a fried egg on
that
top.
That was Jimmy Cake.
It
was fillet steak.
Was it? And then it just changed.
It didn't affect Jimmy Case. It didn't affect Wrighty. Look at what he did. Do I think there's a little bit in it? I think it's more what you eat the day before. Is it the day of? Are they that much fitter than we were back then? I don't know. I don't.
They look it.
Okay. I'll tell you what.
Dave, you had to bring that up, Dave. They look.
When Ronaldo is doing Jose's Heroes and he gets his top off, we'll soon see, yeah?
Yeah, exactly. No, that could be
Ronaldo when he's doing Jose's Heroes. Let me tell
you. Do you know what? Ages ago when I was managing at Peterborough, we played Man United pre-season friendly, right? And at half time it was 0-0. Then they then brought on Van Nistelrooy, Ronaldo, Scholes, Ferdinand. Put all these people in, and he was taking his shirt off on the side of the side of the pitch, his warm up top, to put his other top on, and we all went, bloody hell! And this God, he went down in like a V. He was ripped, and we all, not that we were like that way inclined, but we couldn't stop looking and going, look at the physique on that lad. I went, that's how I'm trying to get you lads, and he got no chance of getting them boys.
Any more thoughts on being a manager, Wrighty?
Do you know what, Dave? When you look at football, I think your heart's always in it. Your love's always in it. Our opportunities as we get older passing us by? Probably. Should we be in there? You as a goalkeeping coach, me as a defensive coach? Yeah, I do believe we should. Sometimes clubs, even with the juniors, they get a little bit uneasy with the name of Dave Seaman's walking in to coach the goalies.
Oh, mate, I've had that before.
So I think that's the reason being is why lots of us aren't in there, because they feel a little bit insecure about us telling the kids to maybe just to look at it a different way, because we've all played the game. So would I like to be in? Yeah, I, you know what? Your heart's still in it, Dave, isn't it? Every day. If you would go back to defensive coaching, would I like to do that? Do I think I could do it? Yeah, I think. I've no doubt, you'd be confident in goalkeeping coaching. So I think there should be more opportunities or something around to involve the older players who are keen enough to want to do that.
You've spoken about your positions, both of you, and being coaches in that regard. Would either of you be a number two?
I don't think I could do that, Lindsay, because my knowledge of tactical play is not the best, if I'm honest. You know, but all about goalkeeping, I know everything about that. You know, and I could organise a defence from a goalkeeper's point of view, but trying to organise it as an outfield player, obviously Mark would be a lot better than me at that. But I've never ever wanted to be an outfield coach. You know, and I think that was one of the main things was when I started taking my badges. They said to me, "Oh, you've got to do the outfield coaching badge first before you can do your goalkeeping one." And and me being me, that just rubbed me up the total wrong way, and I binned it. I just left it.
But there's no need to do that as a goalkeeper, is there? There's no need.
No, it's changed now, to be fair.
You know what, Dave? You look at them badges, right? And I've got my B, and I was halfway through my A, and they're telling you what to coach. Well, coaching is all about self-expression, about how you see something, how you want to put something across, and how you see football as played. So, I mean, and they didn't, and I don't think they like the opinions of like Dave, of the stronger characters to say, no, that's not the way I'd do it, though. And then they said, well, just do it for now, because that'll get you through this coaching badge. And you go, really? Because we're not yes men.
Yeah.
We've never no one who's a leader, but not a yes men. They want to get out there and make a point and put their point across. You know what it's like, Dave. But I think people like yourself and myself should we be in football? Yeah, 100%. Of course, we should be in football.
It's weird though, because this week I've had a call from the Arsenal U team goalkeeping coach, and they've asked me, if I wouldn't mind going in, just on any day, once a month or whatever. So I'm looking forward to that. I'll keep you informed.
Brilliant.
It'll be brilliant, Dave. And so you should.
Yeah, it's just giving something back.
Yeah, I mean, how many top, and here's the thing again, how many top English goalkeepers are there now? Yeah. How many top English players? I mean, it's getting less and less, and when you look in the league, how many English players are actually playing? And you think, well, we've got to do something about that. We've got to bring more through, and we've got to get out there and be able to coach them more.
Yeah, and especially at the big clubs.
Well, yeah, because they go by everywhere, don't they? That's the biggest thing that's out there. But I mean, I know there's talent out there. I think a lot of people just get disheartened, don't they? Because clubs sign hundreds and hundreds of kids every year, and then they let hundreds and hundreds of kids go, and they get demoralised. And there should be some sort of continuity, really, throughout the year.
True.
Yeah, there should.
Ray, it's been amazing. I loved having you on my show, mate.
All right, catch you all soon.
Take care, pal.
Cheers, bye.
Bye, everyone. Bye.
This is a Listening Dog Media production.
Sports Social Podcast Network.